From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is ending the program of bulk collection of Americans' phone data as it currently exists. Mr. Obama calling for more oversight of the massive National Security Agency database. The president is also calling for a review that could lead to the government no longer holding on to that data. NPR's Tamara Keith explains the president's also making commitments to foreign leaders.
One of the more explosive revelations from the leaks by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden was that the U.S. government was spying on the phone calls of close allies, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel. President Obama says that unless there is a compelling national security purpose, the U.S. will not monitor the communications of heads of state of close friends and allies.
The leaders of our close friends and allies deserve to know that if I want to know what they think about an issue, I'll pick up the phone and call them, rather than turning to surveillance.
But senior administration officials wouldn't get into detail about which countries are considered close friends. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a suicide attack on a popular Lebanese restaurant in the Afghan capital of Kabul that killed as many as 16 people, including the International Monetary Fund's representative to Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry reports most of the victims are foreigners.
A little after 7 p.m. local time, an explosion shook a residential neighborhood of Kabul. Gunfire followed as police quickly cordoned off the area, which is close to a number of embassies. Afghan officials say one attacker blew himself up outside the Lebanese taverna, and two gunmen entered and began shooting the customers. Security forces eventually killed the two gunmen. So far, the United Nations says they have personnel unaccounted for, as do other international organizations. The owner of the restaurant, who was a friend of the international client, was killed. This attack is particularly striking in that it indiscriminately targeted foreign civilians. The Taliban generally target military or government personnel. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
California Governor Jerry Brown has now officially declared a drought emergency in the state. The governor's declaration today clearing the way for financial assistance and other help from the federal government after months of unseasonably dry conditions.
Today I'm declaring a drought emergency in the state of California, because we're facing perhaps the worst drought that California has ever seen since records began being kept about 100 years ago.
Brown made the announcement in San Francisco, formalizing what many Californians have been aware of for months. Package shipper UPS is warning Wall Street to expect lower fourth quarter profits after what the company says was a difficult holiday shopping season. UPS also says it had to hire 30,000 more seasonal workers and plan to get all those packages out on time. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 41 points to close at 16,458. The Nasdaq fell 21 points. You're listening to NPR. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is responding to calls from Canada for the U.S. to make a decision on the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. Kerry saying today he will not be pressured into making a snap judgment on whether to allow the $7 billion pipeline project to go forward. Kerry, at a joint conference with Canada's foreign minister today, said there are lots of questions about the 1,700-mile pipeline, which is designed to carry oil from western Canada to U.S. Gulf Coast oil refineries. Opponents of voter identification requirements scored a victory in Pennsylvania today, a state judge striking down a 2-year-old voter photo ID law considered to be one of the strictest in the nation. NPR's Pam Fessler has that story.
The identification law was enacted in 2012 along strictly party lines. Republicans said it was needed to prevent voter fraud. Democrats and voting rights groups argued that it was an effort to suppress the votes of minorities and other voters who lacked the required ID. Commonwealth Court Judge Bernard McGinley said in its decision that the law, which was not enforced in the last election, could disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of voters through no fault of their own. He said this violated the state constitution. He also said there was no evidence that such a law is needed. The state had no immediate response, but the decision is expected to be appealed to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country intends to do everything possible to ensure the safety of those participating in and attending the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. Security concerns have been raised in light of some recent terrorist attacks in the city of Volgograd. The Winter Games begin on February the 7th. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.